showcase. I'm recording a little piece with you here outside New Broadcasting House. Please give your name and title, if you will, for me.
My name is Peter Smith, and I'm the Roman Catholic Archbishop of Southwark, and I'm Vice President of the Bishops' Conference of England and Wales.
So, is it as much of a shock to you as it is to the rest of us to hear the news this morning about the Pope?
Well, I was quite astonished. I had a meeting over at our offices at Eccleston Square, and I got up there just before 11:30, and all the staff were standing around looking at the television, and I pulled their legs, and I said, "What's this? Is this some rebellious cabal?" And they looked at me looking quite shocked and said, "We think the Pope's resigned." And I said, "Don't talk nonsense." And we were waiting for the headlines of the news, because they'd heard something, but they wondered whether it was a joke. And when we watched the news headlines on the BBC at 11:30, so it was.
I mean, I almost don't know what to say to you, because, I mean, I'm still in shock myself. And, of course, there are all sorts of people talking about it in the newsroom and so on. It looks like it might be his ailing health that's the problem.
Well, that was my immediate reaction. They said, "Well, why is he doing it?" I said, "Well, Archbishop Vincent Nichols and myself were out in Rome last December, because we go out once a year to go around the various congregations, you know, to discuss issues of that we both want to talk about. And we had an audience then, or the English college students had an audience with him. And we happened to be there, so we went along to it. And I noticed, whilst his spirit was great, he looked very frail. He was very drawn in the face. And as he went out of the audience room, at the end of the audience, I noticed an official just slipped him a walking stick. And I thought, doesn't look too good. So my immediate reaction this morning is his health is failing. And being the humble man that he is, I presume he's saying, "I can't cope with all this now, and it's better to resign and get a younger man in."
Which was my next question to you, actually. Is it time then to put somebody in the papacy who is younger, maybe somebody in their 50s, 60s, that kind of age that isn't going to be quite, you know, get quite so frail quite so quickly? Of course, this was an issue as well with Pope John Paul II, wasn't it, in his health?
Yes, but you see, John Paul II, I think, was elected when he was about, I think it was, he was about 57. So he was one of the youngest popes in recent centuries, and a very fit man, very vigorous, you know, all these world trips he did. I mean, we couldn't understand how he managed it all and run the church as well. Now, Pope Benedict, I think, was about 78, which was quite old to elect a new pope. But he was clearly the choice of the cardinals. He's been an excellent pope. But he's, with great humility, he's recognised he cannot fulfil. He hasn't got the capacity now to fulfil that office. And he doesn't want to drift. The difficulty I think Pope John Paul II faced was when he got so ill. At the end, he got the determination to carry on, but it wasn't very effective at the end. I mean, one must admire his courage, and we did. But in a sense, the Vatican came to a bit of a halt during those last couple of years because he simply couldn't do it.
So what next then? I mean, I don't know if you've even thought about that. It's a bit of a shock to everyone.
Not really. I was just asked on the World TV programme there, of course, you'll be going off to Rome. And I said, "No, I won't be going off to Rome." I said, the election of a new pope has nothing to do with me. "Oh, but you're very senior in the church." I said, "I'm an archbishop. There's lots of us around the world." The election will be done by the cardinals who are under 80. And that is a completely confidential, secret gathering. They'll be locked away in the Vatican.
Not so long since we had one of those, is it?
No,
conclave.
Quite, no. And then they will sit there until they've elected a new pope. And it's entirely up to them. But I say, as Catholics, we believe that when the cardinals get together to do that, it's a time of prayer for them and discussion, obviously, in their little groups and so on. But we do believe that that election is guided by the Holy Spirit. So whoever it is, that'll be, as it were, God's choice for the church.